So I was supposed to be recording the struggle fuck audio, and I was just reading about it, and I wasn't able to record it because all I could think about was playing with my pussy. I got so turned on, and I needed to play in order to record. So here I am. I've been playing with my G-spot with the Nora, and now I'm about to turn on the clit arm. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Working up the G-spot first, and then working the clit is how to get the strongest orgasms. So, to warm up, I just work my G-spot. Having anything inside my pussy, though, warms me up. Because I get so turned on when I'm stuffed. I could have my pussy stuffed with something 24/7. I've got the clit arm going. My pussy is feeling so meaty. God. Yeah. Oh. I just came. Oh God. It keeps going. It was subtle at first. It was a small orgasm, and then it got stronger. I had an hour-long play session yesterday in the shower. So I was surprised how needy and greedy my pussy was this morning. But I was just so turned on by the theme of the audio. I really want to struggle fuck so badly. The idea is so hot to me. Well, everyone knows about my rape fantasies, so. It's really CNC. Oh, I'm gonna fuck myself a little bit. I'm using the Nora, as I said, and it's got like this wavy pattern. So when I pull it out, there are these ridges that go against my G-spot. And so then I pull it up so that it rubs against my G-spot. And then the clit arm goes against my clit. And it feels so good. Oh, God. Coming again. This one's a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. Like up and down. Fucking myself nice and slow. I'm gonna do it fast too, don't worry. I like getting fat. I can say I like getting fucked hard and fast. It's kind of hard to concentrate and use words because being stuffed and stimulated and playing, it makes me a stupid fucking bimbo. God. Oh. I'm pulling it up again and pummeling my G-spot, and the clit arm is right up against my clit. So again, if I don't use sentences or form anything, sentences right, it's because I'm fucking stupid right now. Lost in pleasure. Oh God. And the good thing is, the longer I do it and the more I play, the stronger the orgasms get. The only thing is that I was drinking tea before doing this because I was going to record and I wanted to, like, prepare my throat and make it so that it's not dry or hurting or anything. And here I am, pumping my little brains out and messing up the work I was doing to prepare my throat. That kind of sounds hot though, preparing my throat. I do need my throat trained for some throat fucking. Fucking myself again. I'm gonna do it faster and harder. Ooh, God, fuck yeah. You can hear how wet I am too. Okay, that's making me sore. I'm pretty hard on my pussy. Oh fuck. Now I'm pulling it up again. So it's rubbing against my G spot. From side to side because I like how the vibrations feel on my clit. just makes things more intense. I have to be careful because I can hurt my clit and my pussy while doing this. Because I can get really rough with myself. I can get super sore. Like in the struggle fuck audio. I can get sore so easily when playing with myself. I'm gonna fuck myself again. Oh, I need a real cock in me. I need to get fucked. Oh, I want cum. Just thinking about cum being shot inside of me. Deep inside of me. Pulling it up again. I want a cream pie. Just thinking about all the cum. Thinking about it leaking out of me. Nothing feels better than cum leaking out of my pussy. Oh my god. I'm coming so fucking hard. I don't think I have any more energy. Oh my god, that was so hard. Oh my god. My throat is so dry now. I don't have any water up here either. Oh god. I could just go with that and now record my audio. I should. But, oh my god, I feel like I can't even move after that orgasm. I'm not good at stopping once I start, so I've made a rule that when it's time to work, I'm not allowed to play with myself. But playing with myself is part of my process too, because that's how I come up with ideas for audios. That's where they come from. So, inspiration's important. Oh, but I can never stop playing once I start. Oh, god. Oh, 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 fuck. See, I said once I start, the orgasms just get stronger and stronger, and it becomes easier and easier to orgasm. And sometimes I just have orgasms on top of orgasms. I can have so many orgasms. Oh, it just turned into this. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Died and went to heaven. Oh, that's why it's called the little death. Fuck. That felt so amazing. Oh, God. That was better than the orgasm before it. Oh. See, this is why I can never stop playing with myself once I start. Because the orgasms just keep getting better and better. And I am a total orgasm slut. Oh, I mean, who isn't, right? And since I can come and come and come, I never want to stop. Which is why I always wear out the batteries of toys, because I play until the toy is dead. But now I have like a lot of toys, like 9 or 10, so I can just keep using more and more until I've used all the batteries. Oh, it's rare I get that much time to play. Oh, God. Oh. 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 I'm gonna fuck myself again. So, ever since I learned the tip about playing with my G-spot first and warming up that way, and then pleasuring my clit, I have been so much less sore. Because I used to just concentrate just on my clit, and my clit would get so sore. That's my cat. I should stop. I should stop and work. Oh, my pussy says, no, don't leave me. I need to be stuffed. Oh, God. Oh, coming again. Orgasms wonderful. I'm so hot. So I take a pill that makes me really, really hot. I call it my horny pill because it also makes me super horny. It's an antidepressant, and I know most people don't get horny on antidepressants and they have trouble coming, but the only way I can get horny is with antidepressants. Because otherwise, I have no sex drive whatsoever. Oh. But my horny pill makes me horny 24/7. Well, it makes me capable of being horny 24/7. Oh, fuck. And the rest, oh, God, is me being triggered to be horny, so I still am horny 24/7. Oh God. Fuck. Yes. Oh. It's so good. Okay, I have to let my cat out. Trying to do it without the toy coming out of me. I'm not even gonna edit that out of this, whatever. It's real life, right? No, it's as if you're really here with me. Oh, God. Ooh. I'm coming again. Oh. I am multiple orgasmic. I don't know, I just made that up. And hyper orgasmic. And I can just come and 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 never stop coming. And my orgasms are so intense and I get so shaky. So I'm a super fun fuck toy. I'm pulling it up again and putting the clit on against my clit. Oh, yeah. So, I've talked before in other Ramble Fats about how it's hard for me to stimulate my clit with this thing because, oh, fuck. I have a fat pussy, so my pussy lips are like plump, and it's hard to get the clit arm down in there to reach my clit, but my clit is just totally exposed right now, I think, so it's really easy to get my clit with it. I'm so horny and turned on. The thought of that struggle fuck audio. Oof, 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 oof. Yeah. God. I really should stop and record the struggle fuck audio. I should. I'm having too much fun recording. And getting fucked with Nora. And having orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. I have such a fun pussy. Well, I have fun with it. I could smack it and then fuck myself and then I come super, super, super hard. Though, kind of don't like that when I'm recording and I'm holding the phone because then I end up getting the phone all messy with all my juices. But it's fun to do because when I smack my pussy, then the juices like fly everywhere and they coat my thighs and they just get everywhere. I have such a messy pussy. I get really wet. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I'm killing my throat by doing this. And I can't stop. My id is taking over. And my pussy must be pleasured. Oh, God. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes. Want a nap after this, but I gotta work. I like my job. I get to play with my pussy. Oh god, yeah. Oh my god. It started off not so intense and just started building up and building up. I'm holding on, I'm holding on, I'm holding on. I'm not gonna let go. I'm gonna ride it out. Oh, that was so much fun. God. I can't even feel the vibrator part right now. I just have the G-spot, and oh my god, it's just in the exact right place, and it feels amazing. Oh, I could come just from this, maybe. G-spot orgasms are the strongest. Ooh. So when I started having the blended orgasms, the G-spot and my clit, oh, those orgasms are so intense. They're so wonderful. Oh god. Oh god, yes. All of you non-vagina havers, I'm sorry, because you're probably jealous right now of this. I do not have any type of refractory period. Oh god. And I could do this for hours. God. Oh, So before I learned the G-spot trick, which was pretty recently, I did not used to come the way I come now, where I just turn into a pile of, a puddle of, God, I can't talk, juices and pleasure, where I just start coming and coming, and it's just like almost one long orgasm. That's what it eventually turns into. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And this is why my ramble faps are so much better now than they used to be. It's all about finding out the secret. Oh. So, thank you to the person who told me that secret. God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. I have to pull it out. I have to stop so I can record. Shit. Okay, I'm doing it. I'm turning it off. I have to be responsible and get to work. I feel really good. I think I can probably concentrate on recording now. I just had to get this out of the way. I was a little distracted and needed a play session before I recorded.